Blog Talk Radio.
Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network video broadcast. The Bible declares in Psalms 46, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Yes, he is. He's our help in a time of trouble. I know many people might be going through some things today. But God said that he will be your present help in a time of trouble. The Bible said that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen, amen, amen. That is the word. Whosoever, whosoever means you, mean me. Call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. Today I have a word from the Lord. Today I'm going to be talking about the word worry. We're going to talk about fear, anxiety, you know, all those come in one package deal, fear, worry, and anxiety. And so I want to touch bases with those things this evening. The Lord has put that on my heart. Many people are going through some things in, around this season, and God does not want us to be worried. God wants us to cast our cares upon him because he cares for us. He is our shepherd. So he is our God. He is our Father. He's our Father. You know, he created us. He knows all things. So, and not just that he knows all things, God knows what's best for us. And so the Bible talks about how his burden is light and his yoke is easy. And so God wants us to totally depend upon him, like our children depends upon us. God wants us to depend upon him. Again, I'm going to talk about worry. I'm going to talk about anxiety. I'm going to talk about fear. Those are some things that I was attacked with in my life. Actually, I dealt with chronic worry. I worried chronically. Fear, oh my goodness, fear tormented me. And so, right today, I want to just expose the enemy. So I believe if God set me free, I know that he can set someone else free this evening. Today, my text will be coming from the fourth chapter of Philippians, verse 5 through 8. again, the fourth chapter of Philippians, verse 5 through 8. God is awesome, God. I know many people had to press their way through this week. And but God, you know, God was there. God was right there with you, cheering you on, saying, yeah, you can do it. You got this. And so just continue to trust and believe in God. You know, sometimes the cares of this world can overweigh you down, and it can get to you. And so, but God still wants us to continue to stand fast, because guess what? We're going to see the salvation of the Lord. We have to continue to trust God. Again, this is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. And it's truly an honor. It's truly an honor to be here today. I had some issues this week. I had came down with some type of flu or something. And I had to, when I say saints, I had to press my way through this week. And but I give God the glory, because God, you know, the Bible says if we draw nigh to God, God said he would draw nigh to us. And I have to really encourage those this evening that, you know, our physical man sometimes gets weak. That's why we have to continue to eat off the word of God daily. The Bible says that a man shall not live by bread alone, but every word proceed out of the mouth of God. Yes, we need physical food, but if we do not, when we do not feed the spiritual man will also become weak, and it will become dominating over the physical man. And so sometimes the enemy may attack our body with sickness and fear and depression, but we have to press our way through, because we know that God is on the other side. God is just cheering us on and say, come on, you got it. You got it. And so even sometimes you might not be able to read your word. You listen to the word on the radio or on TV. I'm trying to help somebody this evening. Sometimes you might not even, want to get up in the morning time, but you press your way through. You begin to start talking to God and telling him how you feel, and telling him, you know, and giving him a prayer request list of how you want, because I tell you, many people are going through. People are lost loved ones in this season, and so God wants you to be totally, totally dependent upon him. He is our shepherd, and what does a shepherd do? A shepherd takes care of his sheep. The shepherd feeds his sheep. The shepherd makes sure that his sheep is not in danger. What else a shepherd does? A shepherd leads his sheep, because a lot of times we know that a sheep only can be led by its shepherd, because the sheep will get lost. The sheep will start begin to stray off into different things. So he cares for us. God truly cares for us. And today, I believe the Lord wants to set many free from the spirit of fear, the spirit of anxiety, the spirit of worriedness. Even me getting back into ministry, I had a dry season, and me getting back into ministry, I don't know, the enemy attacked me with fear. I was so tormented, tormented with fear. I don't know what was going on, but even like a dumb spirit came from out of nowhere. I've been doing ministry over 15 years, and you would thought I had just begun to do ministry. And that's what happens sometimes when we get into a place where God has delivered us from, and then we go back into some things that we're not supposed to go into. We allow the door of the enemy to come in, and he will bring back fear, and he will bring back it with vengeance. And that's what happened to me. And so I thank God for deliverance. I thank God for what he's doing today and this season, and what God is doing today for the season of his people. And so God truly wants his people to be delivered from depression, from fear, from anxiety, from worry, from every type of negative thought, stronghold. God wants his people totally delivered. You have to believe that God wants you to be delivered and set free. And a lot of times what happens is, saints, that we don't put in the work. And so we have to put in the work to be delivered. We have to be patient with ourselves. We have to be
We have to wait for perseverance. We have to really trust God in a time of being delivered. Sometimes we are delivered overnight or right away, and sometimes it takes patience. It takes time. It's a process, and so we have to be patient with ourselves, saints. And so today I'm excited about the word. It's coming from Philippians, the fourth chapter. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord. I come before you, Lord, laying every burden at your feet, God. Lord, we thank you for the word that's going to move forward with power, with deliverance to take place, God, this evening. Lord, we thank you that you want to set your people free, that you want to see your people set free. You said in your word that you came to set the captives free, Lord. And Lord, we thank you. Lord, many are going through things this evening. Lord, we ask that you look upon their needs, God, that you look upon their prayers, oh God. Look upon their families, God, this evening. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you are the Jehovah Jireh, God. We thank you that you are the Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals, the God that delivers, the God that sets free. Lord, we thank you. We thank you that you're the Lord that sanctifies us, Lord. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we glorify you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you look upon your people, God. We ask that you speak a word in due season to your people, God.